DA.
Hi, Mr. King at Sabre Jackson. Is now a good time?
It is. I'm sorry. I was not in my office and organized. So, yes, sir. I am here now. How can I help you?
Okay, good. I'm going to conference in. Me and you have talked before. I'm the county attorney for Carroll County, or one of the two. I think you've also talked to my law partner, Stacy Blackman. But I wanted to connect you with Ben Skipper and Janet Hyde at the Community Development Department, so we could just talk through. I know you have some open records requests, and there's some other issues, and I just want us all to be on the same page and see how we can get these things resolved.
Okay. Are you the same attorney I spoke to one time in the winter about checking with Cobb County to make sure you had an example of how to get the affidavits correct?
We did talk about Cobb County
okay.
when we spoke before, I understand that that they were doing it one way, and there may be another way to do it too. So, Mr. King, I just connected us to Ben Skipper and Janet Hyde so that they could be a part of the conversation, and we can kind of see where we need to go from here. Ben and Janet, are y'all on the phone?
We're here.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. King.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Yeah, let's make sure we got this right.
So I think, and Janet, you correct me if I'm wrong, but Janet has gotten the affidavit from the form that the Attorney General's office has, and has replaced the affidavit that Carroll County was using with the form that the Attorney General office has prepared. Is that correct, Janet?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. I guess, Mr. King, I'm looking, I want to know if you think that, at least on that particular issue of the affidavit, resolves that if we're using that form that the Attorney General's office has provided.
Okay, the AG's office was directed by law to create the affidavit for E-Verify. I designed it myself. So is that the affidavit you're talking about, so that the applicant swears to use of the E-Verify system, provides their unique user number and their date that they had the agreement effective? Are you talking about the E-Verify affidavit?
So you're the expert, then. You created the form, so you know exactly what it's going to say.
Yeah, and believe me, I wish I wasn't.
Well, Janet, I guess she's going to go get a copy of that so she can tell you exactly what it says and which one we're using. We can make sure we are using that correct form.
Okay, sometimes it helps to understand why things were done, to understand why the rules are there. What we did originally is we said, okay, we want everybody to swear on an affidavit X, Y, and Z. And then a bunch of counties, including ACCG reps, told us, well, we don't understand exactly the law. So we simplified it, we thought, and we standardized the affidavit so that some little county in South Georgia wasn't using a different affidavit than a county in Metro Atlanta. Invariably, they wouldn't be the same, and they would get it wrong on what the required information was. So there is a standardized affidavit for each of the three benefits or parts of the benefits that people apply for to get a public benefit, including the E-Verify benefit. So what we're trying to do in simpler terms was to make sure that somebody in the country illegally has a much more difficult time getting a business license, bidding on a job with a public employer, in example, Carroll County, or even working for a contractor who's working on a public job. Our goal was to simply try to make sure only legal residents had the benefit of all of those advancements in Georgia.
Got it, and that makes perfect sense.
We thought,
and I think from right, and I think that you know, we want to make sure we're complying. I think we fall in that category where I guess we were using the non-standardized affidavit, and so I think we're moving to use the standard affidavit.
Well, that's good news. I was curious, before I forget, and I won't interrupt again, but I'm curious, there were, when I first started checking on this system, there were dates in there. Like, one of them was as of January of 2013. And then the next time, that I looked in a different place at the same time on the Carroll County website, and there was an affidavit with an effective date where the applicant is swearing to X, Y, or Z as of January of 2020. Is that just the fact that somebody put in a date by mistake and it never got changed? Does anybody know how that happened? And again, you don't owe me any explanation. I was just curious.
I believe that, yes, the date either a typo or just never got updated when the year rolled over to the next year.
Okay, so...
James, bye.
I can't tell you on the phone exactly what's going on without seeing the website. So I'm trying to talk and get on your website at the same time, and I'm not sure I'm smart enough for that. But
Janet, you have that affidavit that we're now using?
I do. I have it right in front of me. It starts off private employer affidavit pursuant to OCGA 3666D. And then it says, by executing this affidavit under oath, the undersigned private employer verifies one of the following with respect to its application for a business license, occupational tax certificate, or other document required to operate a business in reference to that business law. And then it's got a section one, please check only one. On January 1st of the below signed year, the individual firm or corporation employed more than 10 employees. Or on January 1st of the below signed year, the individual firm or corporation employed 10 or fewer employees.
Okay. And again, Ms. Hyde, I don't want to say, yeah, that's it without seeing it, because I don't honestly remember what the all the language and the spaces are. But if did you get it from the Attorney General's website?
One that came from the Attorney General's website, yes.
Okay.
And Janet, can we email that to Mr. King so he can look at it and respond to us?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. So Mr. King, we'll email you a copy of that so you can look at it and let us know if make sure we are using the correct form that we're supposed to.
Okay. Are you saying email it now while we're speaking?
Can you do that, Janet?
Yeah,
let me get that.
Okay, yeah, she can do that. And I guess while she's doing that, is there anything else that if we're assuming we're using the correct affidavit now, which hopefully you'll be able to let us know, is there anything else that you think we need to do or other issues that you have concerns about?
I'm trying to remember. Just so you'll know, I personally have nearly 40 hours in this little self-appointed audit of the Carroll County system, and because it took me a great deal of time to check and recheck. So I did that so that I would be accurate, and I don't want to tell you something wrong while I'm just scrolling through here. I can tell you how it looked, so I can tell you tomorrow, but I don't want to give you a definitive answer right now,
sure,
on the phone, because I don't...
Yeah, no, I don't mean to put you on the spot and call you out of the blue to do that, so no, absolutely. I just wanted to make the connection with you and see if we can, with Ben and Janet, and see if we can just all put our heads together, and since you are the expert, you can let us know the issues or concerns as you see them, and then we can try to address those.
Okay. Okay, let's do this before I forget, because on the phone last winter, I remember the phone call vividly because I couldn't keep straight in my head Carrollton, city of, and Carroll County, because I had spoke to people in multiple places, and I beg forgiveness, but I remember the phone call when I was taking a walk with my wife, and I suggested take a look at Cobb County and do it the way they do it. And what you're remembering is I told you that they are going over and above what the law requires, but that their diligence ensures that they will not ever get it wrong. And it goes like this. The law is a minimum statement. The law doesn't say you can't do more to ensure that people in the country illegally don't get X, Y, or Z. But the law says here's the minimum. What Cobb County does is they require every time I, for example, renew my business license, I have to check the affidavit box that I'm eligible for that particular public benefit, even though I'm a U.S. citizen. So people get kind of upset when they have to do that, but quite frankly, it takes any possibility of violation off of your office, because the law says that once I have proven to my business license department that I am a U.S. citizen, I don't have to continually prove that every year upon renewal, because the chances of me losing my citizenship are very, very slim. In my case, they are zero, but if I was a naturalized American, it is possible to lose that naturalization status. You are you with me?
I think so. Ben, are you?
Yeah, we're listening. Okay.
Okay. So, if you do it the way Cobb County's doing it, you would require the applicant for renewal, for example, on this benefit of a business license, to fill out the affidavit every year. That is not required by the law. The law says once the applicant has proven to you or sworn to you that he is a U.S. citizen, when he comes back next year, he does not have to do that again. It doesn't mean you can't ask him to do it again, but it removes that variable from do we have to do this paperwork and can we keep track of Joe Smith's status from last year. Now, you have a relatively small amount of business licenses compared to Cobb County, so you know, it makes it easier on both ends, but that's up to you. I just wanted you to know why I was mentioning Cobb County last year, and it was what I just described. And I know it's confusing, honest.
Yeah, no, I think I understand that, and I think what at least my understanding is that, like you said, some people do get upset when, like, they are a U.S. citizen and they have to fill out that every year and they don't understand why they have to do that, and that can make them mad. So I think our thoughts were that we wanted to comply with the law, but not necessarily go as far as Cobb County does, unless we thought that we were missing people or there would be an issue. But as you said, we have such a small amount of business license compared to Cobb County. Our thought was that we could track if anybody was if there were a potential issue or they needed to renew or sign that every year, that we could track those particular cases or instances.
Well, that's up to you. As long as I explain that again, you know, again, you're certainly your choice, but by doing it the Cobb County way, there's never going to be a possibility of going out of compliance. So,
and it may be that we need to do that, you know, in the future. We can look at it again and see, because you are right. That's the way to ensure that you don't miss anybody.
Okay, so right now I'm talking to you, and I'm trying to go online and find, I guess I can go to my own website. I'm trying to find the AG. I'm sorry?
We emailed you what we're using.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at it, but see, I need to compare it to what I see on the website, to an AG website, to give you an answer.
Oh yeah, well, I think all parties here were interested in doing it correct.
So again, you just have to excuse me until I find this, and I don't.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I don't know why I'm having such a difficult time finding it right now, but. Georgia AG affidavit.
Sorry to call you up out of the blue. We were just all looking at this morning and trying to make sure that we had the right one and that we're getting in compliance. And we said, well, why don't we just call up Mr. King? He's the expert, and he can let us know so we can make sure.